Blog Talk Radio.
Opportunity seize everything you ever wanted. One moment that you captured, just let it slip. Yo, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up. Over. Loud. Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity. Choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. Daddy's he know. He won't have it. He knows. His whole back to these ropes. It don't matter. He's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant. He knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go back.
Good evening. Hey, 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 this is Murder, She Wrote, and you guys are listening to Breathe Easy, only on Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, brought to you by Raw Links and author Larry Maddox. Today we are going to get a jump start on Poetry Month, National Poetry Month of, this is April, so we're just going to have a couple questions, and then a surprise for you in the next hour. So I'm just going to bring the first caller in. Hey, hey, hey. Miss VIP.
I can't believe it. We could have told she's even coming down. Thank you so much. And she means it, yes.
Okay,
we're
going to go to somebody else.
Oh, look, she's still yet.
All right, Miss Danielle.
Uh-oh, I get to get in before I go to the other show. Okay, all right. What's
Hi,
up, Mama?
First of all, tell everybody what you got going on tonight.
Oh, I'm being featured on another network. It's with, I can't even pronounce his name. I'm going to try. Hold on. Wait a minute. I got to go to it in order to
You better get that right.
I know. It's terrible. Where is it? Hold on. Oh, my God. Where is it? Okay. It's for... Lord,
have you meditated today, honey? Are you ready?
No, I didn't. Actually, I've been writing all day. It's, Oh, God. I can't pronounce it. I really can't. I think it's Ola Deli. I'm sorry. I cannot pronounce the name.
Don't mess
I
up
really
his
can.
Name on the network. Don't mess up the name. Okay.
I'm sorry.
When you get it together, and then we'll talk about it. So.
It's from Looking Glass Entertainment. Listen, I got a couple minutes, literally. I'm going to go ahead and get my piece out the way. Thank you for opening my mic. Oh, man. You ready?
I got to ask you a question first,
what
before
happened?
You go. I know you're busy.
Ask the question.
Are you verses and Venom, or is your work more like lyrics and lines?
Say this first part again.
Are you verses and Venom, or is your work more like lyrics and lines?
Damn. Got me.
Which
one
is your work? Which one describes your work more? I think I know.
I say Versus and Venom. Versus and Venom.
Versus and Venom.
Yep.
All righty. So the mic is yours. Spit that piece.
All right. Thank you. Whew. All right. I don't have to pick a shorter one. Okay. This one is called One Naked Mind. Would you let me address your mind and access your universe to escape? Could you let go of anger from fear of being afraid? Would you release to me you? Close your eyes and awaken unto consciousness. Relax, release, and experience the mind ascension of my conceptualization. Let me cover you in my thoughts so you can feel the shift beyond the boundaries of your mind and enter the real, where you will find complete peace and absolute ecstasy. Because this is what I long for, the soul tie, tied to my soul contract. Complete vulnerability in nakedness of oneness. My love making, my love is like still waters and music. It's deep and spiritual. My words are like water to a dehydrated soul. With every syllable, they splash life on parts that died long ago. And that's their piece.
Okay, did you say like water to my hydrated soul?
It's like water to a dehydrated soul, yes.
Okay. Girl, that was the line. That piece was beautiful. I love the title, One Naked Mind. But that line right there was dope. Thank you.
Thank you.
So much for coming
Thank
through.
You. Thank you for opening my mic so soon, girl. And you was killing
girl.
It with the music. Oh, man. yes. That's what I'm talking about. All right, mama.
Thank
I love you.
You
guys. I got to go.
Love
one
too.
Love, one mic.
Good luck. One love, one mic.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. So that was La Perla Negra, also known as Danielle. And we are going to see if Miss VIP is ready for us.
Hey, what's up,
hey.
Maria?
Hey, you ready?
Hi. I am. I am totally ready. I'm sorry, y'all. Oh my goodness, it's kind of a bad day for my mom. But you know, we're making it. She's making it. Mm-hmm.
How is she?
She's a little like sore and nauseous, and I'm like, oh. And you know, this is like the fourth day. You know, from the surgery, and this is her
right.
first real bad day. So I'm on pin. I'm very vigilant, to say the least. Thank you.
Yes.
But I
well,
am ready.
About you and your family. But tonight mm-hmm. we are here to celebrate National Poetry Month, which is very important to
mm-hmm.
me. I know it's so.
Yes.
I hope I can get 30 poems out of this National Poetry Month. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But for tonight, I just
mm-hmm.
need to ask, my question tonight is, for the first hour at least, is when you think of your work, are you a verses and venom
mm-hmm.
type of writer, or are you more lyrics and lines?
I am most definitely a lyrics and lines girl.
Uh-huh. It
yes.
was funny because when actually I was brainstorming with Quincy last night, and we were coming up with
mm-hmm.
ideas, and I was trying to think like what each poet would actually say, like what the ones that normally call in every week.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you definitely, I did pick as the lyrics and lines.
Right.
So do you have a
yep.
piece for us?
I do.
All right,
this piece is cool. Thank you. So thank you. This piece is called Why I Write. You muted.
My bad.
This piece is called I write because I feel. I write to heal myself, to help others, to invoke feelings of happiness, the spectrum of sadness to gladness, with a little spice in between. I love to write. I'm a lyrics and lines girl. Y'all know what I mean. I write of goals, my deepest desires. Sometimes my verses are so nasty, I need an extinguisher to put out those fires. I write of deep love that I've experienced, that I want again. My pen is my best friend next to paper. I write of sensations, the goosebumps, the shivers, the smiles, the quivers. I write mostly when I need to vent. When I'm done, I'm spent. Writing is cathartic to me. Writing is what I do. When I see inequality, it may not be of my blood, but it concerns me the way it's supposed to be. I write to escape reality, if only for a while. Writing really makes me smile. But I don't write for fame or glory. I write for me. That's my story. In peace.
Okay, so first of all, I had to put myself back on mute, on talk. And secondly, I love that you incorporated the question into your poem, first
mm-hmm.
of all.
Yes.
And what was the title of that poem?
Why I Write.
Why You Write. That is,
I write.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love that title, too.
And thank
I
you.
Have
you. Appreciate you. Yes.
I have missed you so much, so I'm so happy to hear your voice. Thank you so much for coming through tonight. If you have time, please stay for our second hour because I have a surprise.
I'm going to try.
Okay. Just leave your, press one again if you need to come back or whatever. But. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Hey, who do I have on the line?
Mama Ola Deity on the mic.
Hey, Mama, how are you?
Breathing in and out, taking one day at a time, trying to stay alive in Cleveland.
You sound good, though. You sound good.
Look at the statistics over here, man. I'm telling you, every day is a challenge to stay alive in Cleveland. But I got a piece for you.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mama, oh, I have a question. I've been asking tonight, what do you think your work is? More like verses and venom or lyrics and lines?
Well, one of my poetic names is the all-around queen. So that's what I call myself, the most versatile queen around. And
yes,
I can speak and write on about almost anything. So I do everything from limericks to a haiku. It's like basically no challenge. I just like to make my poetry can feel it and get something out of it. You know, a lot
well,
of
we definitely
make it
get
different.
Something out of your poetry, Mama. Definitely.
Okay.
So you have the mic. You said you had a poem.
And this is the way I see it. That's the name of the piece.
Okay. The mic is yours.
10 fucking 10 fucking minutes. To contemplate your life in sheer pain, agony and worry, while someone decided to take your breath away. While someone decided that you were big game prey. While someone decided you were an elephant, good for the tusk. He twitched his foot and buried his knee deeper and deeper into George's neck, smirking in la-la land, filling euphoria with each plead of, help, Mama, I can't breathe. The demonic look on his face, on the face of Derek, likened to a man that's jacking off. The jackass was jacking off. The jackass was jacking off as he went deeper in. He twisted his foot to get a better grip on his knee. He dug in deeper. He dug his knee into the bones of a man's neck. He thrust and pushed as he stroked his dick on the man's back like a sex act. The man was a nut trying to get a nut on the back of a black man's back and threaten anyone who dared to stop him until his mission was done. The evidence that should have been checked is the rant that made him wet his pants. And now that's how come no one could stop him until he was done. That's that piece.
Mama, thank you so much for that piece. I really appreciate it. Would you like to stick around for our second round? We have a little game we're going to play on our second round.
I'll be here.
Okay, thank you, Mama.
Welcome.
Hey, this is Breathe Easy. Who do we have on the line?
Murder, She Wrote. C-34 Music.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome. So,
oh.
been listening.
You have been listening. So you know what my question
again,
is.
Please.
I said
no.
You
I'm going to wait for you to ask it.
Oh. Okay. Are you a Versus and Venom writer, or are you more lyrics and lines?
I'm uncategorized, uninhibited, unlimited, but I'm going to play this game like Chucky Booker, lyrics and lines.
Okay. Okay.
You know
I
had to be
it.
Difficult.
Yeah, I knew. So since you were difficult, that means you have a poem.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Heard.
Okay, thank you. This piece is called Easter Ishtar, Public Service Announcement. This may make you want to pound my head on the ground till I bled. If I celebrate Easter, then I'm into pornography. Because Ishtar is a sex goddess that would be robbing me by mixing a concoction in my drink like Cosby. It has nothing to do with Christ or rabbits laying eggs. Traditions make tricks for kids giving us sugar high. As business is booming over this burning lie, and churches know about it. Instead, they oblige by turning a blind eye. But who am I? I'm just a party pooper without the scooper. Exposing the immoral brothers and sisters within these orchestral maneuvers, in the dark decisions deceiving all who ignore when the evidence of proof comes that Christ was dead yet resurrected and brought the Illuminati lots of confusion, while giving us all who believe in him eternal life. Wounds in his hands, holes in his side, no artificial intelligence, technology, or CGI. He gave us the victory, so who are you to criticize? This method to educate, not entertain, but edify. Those who invited the vast majority of those hypnotized by the hybrid hypocrites and pimps behind the pulpits, extracting your hard-earned dollars and cents because you won't use sense to seek reference about the pages of pagan holiday rituals and how they get you broke. I'm guessing you're calling me heretic, a mental menace to mention this message was sent from heaven. I'm getting it. Are you ready for Armageddon or on that day you plan on wearing your Sunday best to receive your blessing? This is only a testament to test what you're loving because when it explodes in your face, you won't have time to duck and cover. And you must have flunked basic mathematics because I sit here and wonder. How do you get 3 days of Christ's death and resurrection starting on Friday and ending on Sunday? Have fun now, because I think your eggs are mentally scrambled. This is your brain on drugs because Christ is alive, yet you keep changing the date. So this really doesn't matter. In peace.
That was really, really dope.
Thank you. I told you I'm being difficult.
You are, but that poem was just, it was like all over the place. I loved it.
Thank you very much, Murder.
You are very welcome. Will you be joining us for the second part of our show?
I'll do my best.
Okay. I hope you're here. It's going to be fun.
All right. All right, I'll hang out. You're welcome.
Welcome to Breathe Easy. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, what it do? What it do?
What it do?
Hello, Murder. How are you?
Hello, for real. I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm super delicious. That's my made-up word for tonight.
Oh, so of epiphany. How have you been?
You. I've been fine. Hey, Friday, so far starting off beautiful. I love the music that was playing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's groovy, you know. This is how I'm starting my Friday.
All right. Well, that's awesome. So you're starting your Friday with us. So.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Are your verses, are you verses and Venom, or is your work more like lyrics and lines?
Okay. See, I heard you earlier, and I want to ask you, when you and Gwen was at the table formulating this program, what did you have me as? And I'll tell you if you were right.
Now, the only reason I'm letting you flip this around is because you are the CEO of Epiphany. But
no, I'm curious. I'm curious. I'm gonna tell you to be honest. I'm gonna answer your question though. I just want to know, what did you have me down as?
Okay, for you, sir, I have you down as Versus and Venom, because you got some.
Well, well, that's what my answer would have been.
Good.
That's what
I'm
my
glad.
Answer is.
I'm glad that you're
okay. I'm trying to see how good you is. You doing good. You good. Yeah. So I
All
do
right.
have something for you. I have some sappy venom.
Sappy venom is good.
You know how I do. Sappy venom. And that's what I have for you, love.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is Hurt by Love. Still can't get it off my mind. After all these years, maybe it's just the experience, you know, that feeling that was felt, open hearts and transparency, that sensation I longed for and finally having a chance to experience it. I believe that she did too. It was something straight out of a novel. It was pure ecstasy, fun. Living what was at one time just a fantasy. All the things I dreamt of being when I found that special she. The way I held her in my dreams, I held her in reality. The way we kissed in my slumbered sleep, we kissed in reality. Kissing just to kiss, most times catching her off guard with kisses. They see had my complete attention. Even when my back was turned in. When we made love for hours with our clothes on. So much friction, eyes closed, peeking now and then at hers and smiling inwardly, seeing how much she was into it, sharing moans of pleasure, expression between each other. We dance, allowing the room to spin. I could feel her heart beating through my chest each time she inhaled. Her exhale and mine was where our souls first met. Our souls made love as we made love with our clothes on. Finally, I had never been so happy, so very happy. Then came the nightmare. Ruined that dream. I had fucked up and forgot our anniversary. She didn't take it too well. She actually broke up with me. Wow. In my inbox, that's how she left me. Just like that, gone. Incomplete. Love's cupboards bare. Her heart's been no longer, her heart's beat no longer there. Crumbs of what once was leaves a trail. I cannot follow. Why should I? It only leads to the ghost of what once was and someone I once knew who no longer cares. Fucked up misunderstandings. I'd be a fool to believe that shit, see? That bitch was in a relationship with someone else's dick. I slipped and she took advantage of it. My heart hums seasonal songs of love, seasonal love songs about love that once was but is no longer home. Homeless. The house is just a set of brick walls when love is gone. Empty halls, whispers, hurtful echoes, memories are painful things. The emptiness, the stillness of things, dimmed light, blue now are the window's panes. She took it all. Selfishness left nothing. Anguish lays like dust over everything. Covered over furniture and family portraits rain down on my heart's parade. The party's over. Let's make a toast. Here's to those who collect tears like souvenirs, mementos. Keep safe, we keep safe, yo. I trashed them, though, if that would release me from the past, yo. From the past, yo. After all this time, I still miss her. Though, where did love go? Bitch. Wanting. I thought that that was what I needed. Longed for lovingly. Wanting for like forever, forevermore. Dysfunctional. Fuck that. Life's a relationship, love. Fuck that. Small sips of love. Tasting small sips, wanting more now. Soured is the taste. Bittersweet. What a waste. Pungent. Dried up like raisins, thorns. Once pruned, have again reclaimed the rose stems. Unable to be held. So its beauty can only be gazed upon from distance, but its fragrance remains. Love's fragrance. Fuck that. Taunting like unwanted memories of what used to be, but still nostrils remember the sweet aroma of yesterday. Yesterday's gone away. Blown loosely by soft winds like tumbleweeds tumbling. Our once upon a time wantings rolling by what we once wanted. Memories of the things, all the beautiful dreams and things we wanted, you and I, our lovely wantings. I thought that that was what I needed, but nah, bitch, it was only what I wanted, for real. See, but I still miss her. Good loving. She gave good, good loving. Good was her loving. She lacked love, but gave good loving. She gave good loving. Good, good loving. She knew just how to crack her back. Delicate her toes when she walked across it like that. Each toe tantalizing like fingers, yo. Deep, deep into hearted muscle. In need of a spasm. If you never, she made you want to have them. I can go on and on. Stiffness in shoulder blades would softly fade away as she would body surf her front to your back, wearing her nudity, stripping away aches and pains, rubbing in deep, icy, hot lotions, sweet, sticky, honeyed marmalade, rubbed in deep, tantalizing, yet sensual to some degree. She gave good, good loving. This was foreplay. Bareback. She rode like that. She cracked backs like it was nothing. Good, good, deep body massages. She laid hands upon these lands skilled.
Was something. Yet there was a price to be paid. So at the end of the day, all that was good. All that good, good. All that was good. All that good, good. Meant nothing. See, she gave great heed. She knew just how to rip a nigger's neck. It and make that bed wet. See, she used to swallow and celebrate the seeds and separate the seed from the green. But she carried a lot of baggage. Suitcases full of unwarranted lies, fables, untruths, and falsehoods. Everything about her was falsified. She believed everything that she said. An appeals little sister. Her nose was made out of wood. Her intentions were good sometimes, although often misunderstood. See, there was no spark that would start her wooden heart. She wanted to be a real girl. She had all the parts. But again, there was no spark to start her wooden heart. She didn't know how to love. She just knew how to make it. So she lived on a thin line in between the truth and right lies. Spoken words, unsolicited, never asked for, just given. She would constantly spit on the void of innocence. She lived off of lies, hid behind lies, inhaled life surrounding her and exhaled lies, compulsive, habitual, pathological, excessive lies. Bullshit. Boomerang right back, echoing, did I say that? I'm a listener. Yeah, I heard that. time her mouth started to yapping. Got me wondering, has this motherfucker spent time in prison? Sentence caught selling kilos of chronic deception. She carried a lot of baggage. Thought that I could help her manage it. But nah, fuck that. I couldn't handle it, her or her fucking baggage. Suitcases full of lies. She carried a lot of baggage. But damn, how was that? Good shit.
How I missed it for all these years.
I still can't get it off my mind.
For real. In peace.
For real, the poet. I love that piece every time you do it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what do you have coming up?
And we're going to be getting into some neo, soul, hip-hop, R&B, and jazz, and just some open mic, y'all. Bring what you like. Do what you like. The first hour of the program is dedicated to that open mic. The second hour is we get creative and pick up our pens. But I throw out some phrases, and we create some poetry together right there on the spot. Hey, that's hosted by myself, my brother, Poetic, my sister, La Perla Negra, and essentially Johnny's. Hey, stop by. That's that piece.
All right. Well, I'm glad you said that, because tonight I kind of stole some lines out of your pocket. So, you know, but it came from Gordon, so I wasn't really, like, stealing from you, but we're kind of gonna pick up our pens on the second hour of this show. So I hope you stick around for real.
Hey, that's what's up. Let's get creative. I'm gonna try my best. I gotta leave and go to the gotta go to work. I'm gonna use another word, but I gotta go to work. But I'll be listening in, and if I get a chance, I'll pick up my pen with you guys.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for coming through.
All right. One love, babies. One love.
One love. All right. On to the next caller. Hey. Who do we have?
Well, with that intro, on to the next, who do you think?
Dan the man said, look. What's up?
How are you doing, lady? Oh,
wonderful.
Well, I'm loving this show. Man.
Thank you.
Five
Thank
poets
you.
And all of them killed it. Man, what a
I
start.
I know. Killing it.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad you were able to come out of the woods and enjoy the show tonight.
Thank you, because that's just about literally what I did.
All right, mister. I do have a question for you, and I know you've been listening, so you probably know already what I'm going to ask you. But do you think your poetry is verses and venom, or is your work more like lyrics and lines?
I can be nice and light and do lyrics and lines, but... In the world I live in and the things I see, I'd have to say the main body of my work is going to be verses and venom.
I was going to guess verses and venom for you, because lyrics and lines is not, no, that's too calm for you, because when you get mad and you get going, you really, verses and venom.
Yeah.
So I'm glad.
Guilty.
I'm glad I do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, did you
Definitely.
Bring us a poem tonight?
Well, yes, I did. And I've got two choices of fresh ink for you. One is kind of lyrical. It's called The Quiet. And the other one is kind of Venom. It's called To and Fro.
To and Fro.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Believe it or not, I'm a member of the Garden of Poetry and Prose, and it was my turn to pick the quote that we were going to use. And I happened upon one from Bob Dylan that just, yeah, I just loved it. And what he said was, some people feel the rain.
Yes.
Others just get wet.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes.
And that's what made To and Fro.
All right.
In the still of dark times, within the chill of an anguished heart, find the shards of a broken dream, lacerates and cuts us apart. Enveloped in our robes of passion, are we all we are, invested and more, only to fall into despair's abyss, love light extinguished to the core. Once love's fire burned and brightened, the union of two could shine alone. Be it by death or a broken trust, love's pulse now mutates to stone. We build dispassionate ramparts, fortified by pain, denial of the soul. Is this the life, desolate and barren, left to us, dark solitude, the goal? To defame, denounce experiences that open up to warmth and life? No feel of sun, no moon's romance, no more love and fear of strife. To never be touched, moved by rain, even the salty downpour of our tears. Feel no words of poetic expression, deafen the heart, shutting out our fears. Better to die than to stop living, soul and heart exiled to this void. Stand willing to suffer 1,000 scars, than a life we've both in love, not enjoyed, and peace.
That was beautiful. And always, your voice is very velvety tonight, just like always.
Oh, thank you.
It has definitely been
yeah.
a while since I've heard your poetry, so I'm really happy that you came through tonight. That piece
my pleasure.
Was perfect. If you have a chance, please post it on the event page.
All righty.
All right, and I'm going to go on to the next caller. I hope that you'll be able to join us for our second round because it's going to be a little different.
I heard something about kind of like pick up the pen.
Yes, yes.
Well, if
all
I can
right.
hang in there, I'll be there.
Okay, 1 second. All right, we have one more caller for this round. Who do we have on the line? Hello, Breathe Easy. Who do we have on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, who do we have on the line?
Good evening. It's Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. I don't know why you couldn't hear me earlier, but here I am.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for calling tonight. And to Breathe Easy, how are you?
I am fabulous. Thank you.
I kind of thought you might say that. So tonight, as you have probably heard, tonight we are asking the question, or I am asking the question, is your poetry more verses and venom, or is your work more like lyrics and lines?
I'm uncategorized. But seriously, I really don't know how to answer that question. I've been listening, and I've been back and forth, like, what should I say? And I have no clue. So what did you have me marked down as, or did you have me marked down at all?
I had you marked down as lyrics and lines.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Okay.
I'll be like my brother and say, okay, that's it, that's it, that's right.
All right, Miss Amelia, do you have a poem for us for this round?
Yes, it's called I Am Poetry.
All right, the mic is yours.
Poetry flows through my veins, ink pumping through my heart as it flows onto the papayas. I'm the melody that vibrates through the night. You will find me walking upon the rays of the moon. The stars are my children as they sparkle, guiding through the night. I am that tune that vibrates your soul. My essence is poetry as it bleeds across the universe, empowering. I am the power and might that sings through your soul, speaking the poetic truth. Words, phrases, similes, nouns, adjectives, metaphors vibrate through my spiritual aura as a beacon of truth and light. More powerful the sword, they cut through the lies, bringing and slashing of evil to its core. I am the queen angel that heals and empowers. Men are mesmerized and enchanted by the flow of my sensuous wordplay, exquisite erotica that leaves them lusting after my peachy goodness. I am poetry that the Most High poured into my very soul from birth. No matter how you may try, you will never dry up my ink or silence my voice. My pen's ink shall flow forever with the empowerment bestowed upon me by my father. There truly is nothing you can do about my poetic stream of the vocabulary, but sit back and enjoy. Listen to the wisdom. Find empowerment within it. I am poetry. My name is Amelia T. Davis, the poetical angel queen. My pen is regal and enchanted, for poetry is my true name. Hold my hand as I flow. The universe is my home. Time and space cannot hold me, for my words are far too powerful. I am poetry. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
All right, Miss Amelia, that was a beautiful piece as well. Thank you so much for coming through to Breathe Easy tonight. Will you be hanging out with us for our second round?
Problem. I'm going to try, you know, the arms are not 100 yet, but I'm going to see what I can do. So I'm going to hang out and see.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I'm just going to put you back and we'll be right back. All right.
Okay. Fabulous.
Thank you. All right. So it's time for that second hour. So I'm going to play a song, and then we will be back after this music break. So welcome to the second half of Breathe Easy with me, Murder, She Wrote, on Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. I see that there are 1, 2, 3, 4 people left. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you guys some time to write a three to four lines. One line has to have the word limb in it. And one line has to have the word leave in it. So if you, you can use it in any context that you want to use it in. It needs to be 3 to 4 lines. And so we're going to complete one poem all together. So if you guys still want to do this, go ahead and press 1. And we'll be right back. Go ahead and write your 3 to 4 line poem. Thank you. Just to make sure everybody understands what we're doing. So who all do we have on the line? I know we have Mama Ola Daisy, right?
I'm on the line, but I couldn't understand what you said the prompt was. You
okay,
mentioned it
so
real briefly, and then you went on to something else, and I couldn't catch it.
Okay, Mama. So what it is it's... just to write three or four lines, and it has to have the word limbs, like tree limbs, and leaves.
Okay.
And
okay, got you. I didn't
okay.
understand what you said, limbs. I couldn't understand. Okay, so now I got it. Three or four lines with the word limbs or tree limbs, or both.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. And so at the when everybody's ready, we're just going to do one. It's going to be one poem, like a speed round. So I would start at the top, and it would be like one poem. So everybody just goes into it. Okay? All right. Does everybody else understand? Everybody else is good?
Got it. Yep.
Awesome.
I got it.
Okay. Awesome. I'm going to mute you guys and give you a few more minutes to get that together, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
just another fantasy. For real. What's stopping me from being what I want to be? Feeling how I want to feel when it's so clear that I believe that God has sent you to me. Sent you here. I have so much for you. How much do you have for me? What's holding you back? I can't move forward. I'm in love with you, and it's killing me. Maybe I should have never told you, tried to be just friends with you, but I couldn't lie to myself. The truth is inside of me. I've waited so long, tried to chill, cut ties, keep conversation short whenever we were on the phone. All that did was inspire me to write another poem. Light another candle, sit under its silhouette alone, me and my heart beating through the pulsations, illuminating from the music. The music being played, every damn song, every song being sung, feeling emotion adding to each poem. Feeling all this love for someone, wanting to touch you at a simple hug or just holding hands. Everything seems like an illusion, like it's not real. I've been trying to understand. Maybe the reality is that it's not God's will for me to be your man. See, I'm addicted, a fool. Rolled you up in a blunt and smoked you, twisted high off you. Sometimes I wish you would just lie to me just to hear you say that you love me. But that's not you. But how long can I go on with this fantasy? I wanna be loved. Loved mostly by you. Loved only by you, but it seems like the wait is endless, non-void of any possibility. So here I am, another candle lit, another poem written, another song sang, another fantasy relived, another beat. My heart skips at the thought of how beautiful you are to me. The softness of your lips, how in shape you are, that curve at your hips. The look I see in every picture you've taken, your eyes seem to pierce right through me. The sound of your voice really arouses me. Exhaling stagnant smoke, I choke, took in too much of your feels like an overdose. So in love with you, intoxicated, infatuated by you. All these things you are, wonderful, but honey, the love I feel for you is killing me. All things said and done, all written is true. Loving you may be killing me, but you know what? I'd rather die loving you. The softness of your lips, how in shape you are, that curve at your hips, the look I see in every picture you've taken, your eyes seem to pierce right through me. The sound of your voice really arouses me, exhaling stagnant smoke. I choke, took in too much of you, feels like an overdose, so in love with you. Intoxicated, infatuated by you. All those things are wonderful, but honey, the love I feel for you is killing me. All things said, done, and all written is true. Loving you, honey, may be killing me, but I'd rather die loving you. Sometimes I wish you would lie to me just to hear you say that you love me, but that's not you. But how long can I go on with this fantasy? I want to be loved. I want to be loved by you. But it seems like the wait is endless, non-void of any possibility. Someone please release me from this fantasy. I need rehab. I'm addicted to you. For real.
All right, that was For Real the Poet. So if you guys are going to participate in this next one, go ahead and press one, and we'll go ahead and get started. So I'll go first. It's limbs and leaves were the two words we were supposed to use. Trees to walk away from him. I gave him limbs to hold on to, but my leaves still fell to the ground.
Okay. Poor people's gem, leaves and limbs, tarzan from tree to tree. But me, I had to drop from limb to limb. I had no membership to a real gym. In peace.
My lyrics and lines, okay, let me go. My lyrics and lines comes intravenous, slow dripping like syrup. The Benadryl is bending your mind as words on purpose, sprouting like tree leaves with limbs showing my wingspan. My writings fly like eagles peeing on R. Kelly's teen girls.
Flow desires, limbs entangled in lover's tree, moving in unison with the breeze. Emotions flow, desires and trembles. Passionate shaking of the leaves.
Limbs, leaves, my poet's tree has bloomed fully. Limbs reaching out, thanking the heavens for the enchanting blessings of the pen. Leaves reach out like hands in prayer in honor to the Most High. Prayers of thanksgiving, thanking him for the sun, for a poet's tree. In peace.
My roots are deep and strong. My limbs stretch out towards the heavens. I have been here many hundreds of years. I flow and grow through all the seasons. My leaves are dropping through fall. My limbs grow naked during winter, yet I drink the rainwater. During spring, my leaves are renewed. Summer, I'm smiling as people find shade under me. I cried when they hung the innocent from my limbs. My leaves fell because of the sorrow I saw. And peace.
All right, Miss Amelia, thank you so much for finishing that up for us. And everybody, I'm so excited that you guys played that with me. I am really glad that we came with a poem together. So if you guys want to post that on the event page for tonight, I did create one. If you need me to send it to you, just hit me up and I'll send it to you. That was dope. That was really, really dope. So we have about 30 minutes left. So after this song, I'm just going to say come back with an open mic, any genre, anything you want to do, no restrictions. And, yo, let's celebrate National Poetry Month together. But one moment.
Been trying to look the other way.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. So we're just going to do one more round before we go tonight. So if you want to spit, go ahead and press 1. And until then, we're just going to go ahead and get started. Mama, do you have another piece for us tonight?
I'm going to read a piece by my friend Ann Rudy.
Okay.
The name of the piece that Ann wrote is called Dawn Revelation. And it goes like this. Troubled and sleepless nights, I rose in the dark and watched for the light. For the light of dawn to rise in the eastern sky, while all the time I wondered why. And I lost it. Okay.
It's okay, Mama.
It's a beautiful song.
Now, let us, without further ado,
okay,
go straight to Angela Levin, our favorite role biographer, on this.
All right. Come back to me. Go to the next person. I'm doing it on
okay,
my phone, and I love it. Okay.
All right, Mama. All right.
Yes, miss.
So, do you have a poem for us?
Yes, I do. And I'm probably going to remix this one because I've done it at home. But
okay,
this is the first time I'm doing it where a lot of people can hear it.
Yay!
All right, whenever you're ready.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called That's Why You're Lonely. I see you haven't got the hint yet. I'm not interested in you, so why are you not listening? Trying to rush a connection by integrating sex into it, by the words you say between the lines you've written here? All your gaping holes, lady, I'm not filling them. So we can be intertwined and presented as one in flesh. You're inviting me subliminally for a night of uninhibited sex, trying to mark me as your possession where she can smell your scent. No. Besides, my manners aren't compatible with your bedside. And no, prejudice having an unconscious bias. You could be red, tan, yellow, but I'll say this in black and white. And no, I'm not gay, but I'm happy to transcribe. You are not my type. Waking up to you by my side means I've settled for a nightmare. You want me to know you, but you treat me in this like a one-night stand. From what you shared with me, you don't have any friends, claiming so many hate you, but are you the common denominator? You're dominating, prosecuting. Don't tell me how to do the Karma Sutra. You've got to have the last words, and you're always criticizing and assuming. And the only time I'd be the man is if I was your mandingo. But you want to be the king and queen by reducing me to a weaker role. See below. You ain't cutting my manhood off like your Figaro, the Barber of Seville and my Cadillac. No, leave my door closed. You're the one that argues and can't shut your mouth. Unless I'm fully arisen inside you, sprung like a light pole, trying to maneuver air traffic with your control by being erotic with me so you can tie up my soul. But I'm going to make a change for once in my life, like my name's Michael, and leave you alone like you're Britney and be ghosting your imagery. Now I'm admitting what you're saying has got my libido sprung. But I can't feed you the soul food in your mouth. The visual has officially placed me in the cell like an imbecile by breaking my bond and promises to my wife, making me guilty as hell and a criminal. So I'm thinking very critical instead of having emotions out on a limb for you. knowing that you want me to ride you from behind like an Olympic course. See, that's why you're lonely, and I can't get with you no more. In peace.
Thank you for that deep, deep piece.
You're very welcome, Murder.
Thank you for hanging out with me tonight. I really appreciate it. So I am going to get to our next caller for our next poem, but I do appreciate you hanging out with us tonight.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. All right. Stanley?
Yes, ma'am.
I can't wait to hear your piece.
All right. This came off of a quote from Samuel Beckett. Don't look for the meaning in words. Listen to the silences. And this is the quiet. In rhetoric of mundane and rhetorical, what deeper message can we surmise within the muted that yet profound whimsical whisper of a priest's sighs? What wisdom can be gleaned in midnight black, negating what's in sight? Only the still of silent solitude found in darkness to the light. It's in these spaces and moments, in between all our daily words, that the voices of our inner selves touch our souls and are then heard. In peace.
What a beautiful piece. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's been a pleasure to be on here with you.
It's been a pleasure as well. Tonight has been an amazing show, and I'm so excited
yes.
that you were here to experience it with us. Thank you.
Me too.
All right. So you have your show coming up tomorrow night, right?
Oh, yes. Poetic Therapy with Lady Danya.
All right.
That should
be, I can't
that
wait.
Should be
so that's always open mic, right?
Oh, yes.
Always open mic. So I can't wait to hear it. Well, thank you so much for coming through.
My pleasure. On to the next.
On to the next. Thank you. Area code 410. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, this is essentially Janice.
Hi.
Hey, Marla.
You finally had the chance to call in.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'm so happy that you did.
Thank you.
So, do you have a piece for us tonight?
I do. I have a piece inspired by William Shakespeare.
Ooh.
Right.
That sounds exciting. Okay. The mic is yours.
Okay. So, this piece is inspired by Sonnet 5 and the lines, "But flowers distilled, though they with winter meet, least but their show, their substance still lives sweet." The title of my piece is Distilled. My love, while pent in dark and hallowed halls, away and far beyond our blended verse, where sullen glares demand a silenced quill, instead of beauty, scrawling speech so terse, an essence lost is not an option, love, of yours nor mine, unspoken words ashore, a comfort find and garner strength in truths, for none removes our vested dreams of more. Essential truths within our hearts in sight, inspiring whispers casting doubt aside, a purer sweetness wafts and reaches you, for tested love surpasses love untried. A silence lingers over pages shorn, but none touches words of quintessence born. In peace.
That was beautiful. I love
Thank
your voice.
You.
I know I've said that before, but I love your voice. But the fact
Thank
that you got all of that, you're welcome. The fact that you got all of that from those lines, that was absolutely beautiful. So, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And I'm so happy this has come through. All right. So I'm glad that you were able to come through tonight.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. I'm glad I made it. I was rushing around trying to take care of things around the house.
I know. I'm
glad. I'm glad I made it.
All right. I'm so glad. So I hope to hear from you again soon.
Definitely.
And what
definitely.
Do you have coming up? You got something coming up Monday, right?
Yeah. Monday is the Soul Cafe at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hosted by For Real the Poet, Poetic, La Perla Negra, and myself. I'm not sure what the topic is yet, but the second half of the hour is when we do pick up the pen, and we do poetry on the spot, and that's always interesting. And on Wednesday, I'm going to be guest hosting with La Perla Negra one more time with the Love Zone at 9 p.m.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we can't wait to hear from you. And once again, congratulations on being
Thank
the newest
you.
Part of it.
Most
right.
welcome. Appreciate you.
Girl, we got you. So I'm going to go to the next caller. But thank you
All right.
so much for coming through.
One love, one night.
One love, one night. All right, Miss Amelia.
Hello.
Hello. Do you have another piece for us tonight?
Yes. This is called Diamond Love. Diamond Love. Consequently, much pain in the world. People are lost, hearts broken, tears falling like a waterfall, yet what I have is precious, superior than diamonds or gold. There is your love, your dedication. There is your shining face in the morning. You bring elation to the bitterest of days. Your smile makes my heart leap with joy. Your quintessence is superior above all others. You bring tranquility to a troubled mind. You are suave to a broken heart. Your voice beacons me to a land of melodies. I am proud to see your eyes dance at delight when you are glancing upon my face. Your hugs sweep me away to a protected place that is warm and cozy. You are dependable, trustworthy, reliable, prudent, loving, sensual, delicious, intoxicating. Let us hold hands and walk into the future. Guide me to the stars. That is the home for our love. Scatter rose petals along the walkway to a life of love. Make a love nest of sweet kisses, longing hugs, songs of delight. I am safe and sound in your lover's land. I am the queen and you are the king. Let us rule with hearts so loving and true. Make me yours forever, darling dear. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Thank you so much, Miss Amelia, for coming back with that. And I'm going to try to get that fixed so that you can post on there. But I did get that poem, okay?
Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and post it on my page anyway. But just was making you aware nobody else could post either, you know, because
okay.
it's turned off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll
have
that.
A blessed.
All
have
right.
a blessed
Thank
night.
You.
You're welcome.
You too. All right, Mama O, are you ready?
Yeah, I got to change poems because I couldn't stay on that page. So I'm going to do one called Wild and Serious. I'm going to do a poem called Wild and Serious. And this is us, my poetic children, and myself, Gangsta Granny. This is Gangsta Granny talking, and she's taking all her poetic children with her to Oh my God!
The mic is yours.
It happened again. I guess it's just not meant for me to do anything. It just lost the page again. Hold on, try to get it real quick. Okay. Oh boy. Okay, so yeah, so this is a poem about Gangsta Granny taking all her poetic children to the battlefield, and we battling all these other poets. That's what this is about.
Oh, all right, I like that.
It's called Wild and Serious. They be wilding out. Gangsta Granny should go in and take all her poetry children and let the games begin. We will toast them and roast them and all the poetry children. We will kill them in the flow. I will yank them with my cane because they ain't rappers, they just talkers. And when my crew finishes off those clowns, I'll slide in with my walker because they ain't rappers, they just talkers. See, I got something for the ass. I look in the crowd and wonder why they laughing. I see Rapunzel and Bozo. I see Jack in the Box and the Joker and all the clowns and court jesters clowning for the people. Everything they say is stupid, and for what they, and for that, they getting paid. Well, Mama Oladeji will jack and smack you. Poets will kick, box, and ugly slap you. All y'all look like Peter Pan with your pappy. Made me put my kids in the ring and we'll make your shit look crappy. Mama Oladeji will make y'all butt wipes rapper look like happies. Your mama babies, bring your bug spray. Yo, mama babies, bring your bug spray. We about to spray 'em. I'm just saying. We gonna spaz on 'em. Drop lyrical crabs on 'em. Watch them twitch and itch. Don't bring no gun because we be bulletproof. And we got snipers watching and waiting up on the roof. Hope y'all goofs haul ass and run and don't wait for proof. Y'all got jingles and we got meaningful rhymes. We going strong and then go home. We be real poets depicting the times. We will take your nonsense and make it make sense while your sellout clowns straddle the fence. I watch real poets represent. And all y'all half-wit lanes in the game are in the desert with no water, riding on a horse looking like a thirsty mess. When Mama Oladeji and the poets come through with some water and a camel, y'all dumbass talkers got the wrong mammal. Should have read the book in biology when you paid attention in school in geology. Mama will spank you and yank you for what she's about to do. Whoop ass for the word crimes, old and new. We will yank y'all and shank y'all just because y'all annoying. We'll snatch you up like fake bitch rappers and throw you in the ditches. Learn to speak before you try to battle rap. Like I said, y'all ain't rappers, y'all just talkers. Mama Oladeji would roll up on her walker, disarming loose lips, kicking real spit, and teaching assholes not to talk unless you're making sense. Yeah, you're making a few dollars, but you're making no sense. My baby's now making all the clowns go sit down their asses. I'll go sit their asses down. Show them what it's really working with. Show them what we're really working with. And how to body bag and toe tag some worthless clowns. We be wordsmiths. We kill and teach you the art of dying. That's my steal. Mama Oladeji, the all-round queen in the building.
Mama, that was perfect.
Thank you.
I love that. I love it when
one day we
go.
One day we gonna do it. One day we gonna do it.
we're gonna go in and we're gonna bitch slap all them other and we're gonna gag them and toe tag them and show them what we work with over here.
All right. I like your style, Mama.
All right, baby.
All right. Thank you for hanging out with me tonight.
Welcome.
All right. We'll see you next time.
All right, then. Okay.
Area code 807. Who do we have on the line?
Hello. This is Robbie's Multimedia Poetry. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for calling in to the show tonight.
You bet. So I was having a little trouble deciding what to read, but I finally decided on this one. It's called Deeply Inside. Okay. Reaching inside for the... Thank you. Reaching inside for the body divine, universe electric, divinity of the known and unknown, as that body electric flows languidly, languoring over the veins of revelation, the coincidence of the universe's body residing inside one mind. I feel myself reaching deeply inside to touch what resides outside the universe, to make it a part of me, a holy and divine part of me, an ecstasy and of revelry and holy divination, ruminations of ruin dissolved by coursing currents, as that body electric, it courses so deeply inside to make me swoon. My very eyes sparkle with the energy of it, apocalypse of apathy rushing through me like a pagan earth god's energy, raw and elemental, sensual and sexual, yet so much more, the revelation of what it means to be one's highest self. I feel it all as I reach inside so deeply for the best part of me, the highest self I always knew was there, as I touched the body electric with my mind, as if it was always there. And the mantra repeats ever and ever inside that it all resided so deeply, so sacredly inside all this time. And that is Deeply Inside.
That was a beautiful poem. Thank you so much for that.
You bet.
All right. Thank you so much for coming through to Breathe Easy. I do hope that you call back because that poem was beautiful and I'm sure you have more just like it.
Well, thank you.
You are very
welcome. I really enjoyed the piece, the Shakespearean inspired piece by the poet a couple of calls ago. I'm a fan of Shakespeare as well. Have his entire works, including the sonnets that I bought for like $5 for brand new on sale at a bookstore. So, yeah.
That's amazing. Yes, that was a beautiful piece. So thank you so much for mentioning that. Thank you so much for calling through. I do want to thank, I would like to go ahead and thank Gwen C. for helping us, or helping me last night brainstorm at the end of the night, like last minute, everything, and she was there and she totally helped out. So thank you for the amazing topics and ideas. I know you're listening, and for hanging out with us tonight. So breathe easy.
Yo, what up, this Wyclef with Mary J. The girls with my acoustic guitars, you know what I'm saying? Yo, fellas having problems with the chicks, I want you right now to turn the lights down low. Pull your girl up next to you. I want you to say,
when the chef comes to me tonight, girl, I want you to know that I love. No matter how tough I would have dared, only to you I would reveal my tears. We tell the police I ain't home tonight. Resting around with you is gonna give me life. But when I look and see your eyes, that my mom used to warn me about. Man, I'm in trouble. I'm in real big trouble. If this is the kind of love that the old folks used to warn me about, man, I'm in trouble. I'm in real big trouble. I need y'all to do me a favor. Someone please call 911.
Pick up the phone, y'all.
Tell them I just been shot down in the bullet in my heart. The old folks used to warn me about.